astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, friend.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, home.
Hi.
Yo.
G'day.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hackers Without Borders, the greatest podcast on the planet.
Guys, tune in. Great show. It's not just about football.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Tell me about your podcast.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, I'm the host of Mac and Cheese Podcast. Do you want me to tell them where you can find us?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, do I even know? Half the time, I don't even know. You can find us on Twitter or X at Mac Podcast 2023, and we have a YouTube channel called Mac Podcast, Mac and Cheese Podcast 2023. We also just partnered with Ohana Packer Edition Network with Iowa Joe and Mike Kwano recently as well. And you guys were our second episode, actually.
That's right. I remember. So what? Who started the podcast? Who's on it with you? Yep. Like, tell me about it.
Okay. So it's actually still a joke that you called my co-host Keith. That's still a joke. He actually put his name saying, like, hashtag I'm not Keith now because of you guys. So yeah, it's my co-host Justin Armandro. He's on Twitter as well. And Angry Cheesehead and myself. I am the host. And then I started it originally because Tom Grossi. So I recently explained this on the last episode with Brian. I know you guys recently had Brian, which was kind of funny. So I recently started it and I was like, hey, well, it all started from Tom Grossi because I'm a huge fan of Tom Grossi. So his main goal is if you want to start a podcast, you can do it. Put your mind to it. So I was like, hey, I want to start a podcast. I was like, hey, let's do it. So here we are today with over 23 subscribers now. And we just started.
So what do you guys talk about? Like the Bears or the Vikings or something?
Oh, wow. So we are a Packers podcast, but we're branching off to when the season starts. Like, we're doing draft content. We're doing mock drafts, free agency right now. And after the draft, we're going to do a whole recap of the Packers draft. And when the season starts, we're going to have potentially, like, whoever the Packers play, we're going to have that guest, like, the next week. So it's like, what Tom did is he interviewed one of the opponents for the next week. And we're actually going to start that, I think, because Tom got huge inspiration for us. So as you guys may know, Brian has been tweeting every day for Tom Grossi to come on our episode. So that's how it basically started. Brian said, I will tweet this on my Twitter to get attention, because as we know, he has the most attention on his Twitter. So it just grew from that. And we're hoping to get Tom on the show.
So Tom, are you hoping to get me on at all or just Tom?
You mean Brian or what?
No.
Oh,
we've already done your show, so that's that. Is that the story?
I don't know. But we're hoping to get Tom on. We've sent emails to him. We've DM'd him and everything we can at this point. So
nice. So you guys talk about the Packers, and where are you from?
I'm That's a good point. So I am living in Florida currently, but I am from Wisconsin. I'm from Washington.
Okay. So where are the other guys from?
So Angry is from North Carolina, but he's going to move to Tampa, which is like an hour and a half away from me. And Justin lives in Florida as well, Southwest Florida, Cape Coral area. Cape Coral is kind of big, so that's why I'm saying that. And that's like a half hour away from me. So we're all like in the Florida area, kind of. Well,
Angry. So Florida Packers.
Yep, basically.
Okay, Packer fans from around the world. So I wanted to talk to you about this year's draft, Mary. What do you think is going to happen with this year's draft? What do you think the Packers are going to do?
Oh, shoot. So funny that you mentioned this, because we kind of talked about this with Brian and I recently. We think offensive linemen is huge. Like I told you, I just did my first mock draft of the season. And I did pretty good, I have to say, for myself.
And who did you take? Who did you take in your mock draft?
Yeah. So I chose Zach Frazier from the center from the first round. I was going to choose Jackson Powers Johnson, but the Cowboys took him right away. So I was mad at that. Cowboys, thank you. No, I'm joking. And then I did TJ Tampa, who's a cornerback, an outside cornerback, and Max Melton in the second round pick with the Jets, basically. And then I did Cameron Kitchens, the safety.
Sure.
Because he was there. He's the same position as Xavier McKinney, which is going to be helpful. And then I did Ethan Driscoll, who is left tackle, basically. So tackle competition. And I did choose a right tackle, I think, too. And Cedric Gray, which is a linebacker, who's like Devondre Campbell, but like I don't know if we want him. Matt Lee is another center. So center competition with Josh Myers being on competition for him. Trenthe Jones from Michigan. He's a right tackle, but as we know, Zach Tom plays right tackle right now. But Zach Tom can play anywhere on the line. Ryan Flournoy is a wide receiver from Southeast Missouri State. He has the exactly like Gute's RAS score or relative athletic score that Gute usually looks for. So that would be good. And he did play in the Senior Bowl, and we know Gute usually picks in that. Garrett Greenfield as well. He is an offensive tackle. I don't know which one. He is from South Dakota State, which Tucker Kraft. He did break the vertical this season at the Combine. And he is projected to be in the fifth round, which we know Gute usually does fantastic in that round. The thing about Garrett Greenfield is he is, like I said, he's from South Dakota State. Tucker Kraft, Packers tight end, is from South Dakota State. So, like, helpfulness maybe. And Jordan Jefferson, which is the Vikings wide receiver's brother, Justin Jefferson. He plays defensive.
So that was a lot of offensive linemen. How many offensive linemen did you pick in that mock draft?
Good question. I don't even know. I know we need the offensive linemen immediately. That's why I did that. So there's one.
Sounded like four or five that you took there.
I don't know. I give up.
Revamp of the O-line. Mary's predicting the revamp of the O-line.
Yeah, badly. I mean, after Yosh just left in Runyon, it's our time. Like,
Yosh, Runyon, and Bach. Yeah, we've got a handful of guys that we do need to inject some life into that old line. Gute last year injected life into the wide receiver room.
Yeah. And,
I mean, that turned out pretty good.
Right. The only thing I don't like about Cameron Kitchens is his comparison is Darnell Savage, I saw. So take that as you wish, Packer fans.
Yeah, I don't know about Darnell, and we're happy that he's moved on and he's found a spot, and we're thankful for the last 5 years, and we wish him luck, but don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. So So how have you liked free agency so far?
It's been a mess. I don't know. It's been such a mess with, like, Xavier McKinney. Like, I saw that he signed with the Eagles, and I'm like, wait, what? And then it turns out he didn't.
Yeah.
And then at first, like, when I saw the Josh Jacobs news, I thought at first Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones together. Like, yeah. Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah.
So Brian tweeted, it's day three of Tiger Tom Cross again. And then, like, A.J. Dillon, I didn't expect to come back, honestly. Yeah. I don't know.
You thought the Packers were done with him and he was on his way? I thought he was going to sign with the Cowboys when it sounded like the Cowboys were interested.
I thought the Cowboys, too. I'm not going to lie. I thought the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I thought Aaron Jones was a Texan because he's from Texas is why I thought that. Like, when the players usually get older, they want to play for their home team.
Right.
So, like, T.J. Watt, Packer, he's from Wisconsin. He played college in Wisconsin. Fine, T.J. Watt. But, I mean, it is what they
are. You know what? A lot of these guys, they get up in age and they say things like, I want to play for my home team or I want to play for a contender. And then it ends up they just sign with the most expensive contract that they could get their hands on.
Yeah, like, look at Devontae. Perfect example. Like, you called it Devontae Adams. Perfect. Like, yeah. He said he wanted to play for his home team.
Yeah.
Look at him now.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at Derek Carr. He wanted to play with Derek Carr.
Sometimes, careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for. Especially with Aaron Jones wanting all that money to go up to Minnesota with that depleted O-line and no quarterback. He's going to be facing 8-9 in the box all day long.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a good year. It's not going to be good. And he's on turf. And he's injury prone.
Right. I mean, look at Josh Jacobs. Like, he's going to do fantastic with us, I have a feeling.
Oh.
He's going to back to his 2022 season, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, people holding last year against him, they also have to remember the Raiders' offense was absolutely terrible. They had no quarterback. They fired their coach mid-season. Like, it was a complete and utter dumpster fire. And one of the bright, shining parts of that was Josh Jacobs. Even though he had a stat down year, if you factor in the fact that the offense was complete and utter trash, I think he played really well. I think he looked really well.
Xavier McKinney, I think he's going to be fantastic for us, especially with our defensive coach. I don't know if you've talked about this recently, but Xavier and Josh Jacobs both said they wanted to play with the Packers because of Jordan Love, when we haven't heard that since Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not.
Well, even with Aaron Rodgers, we had players that would show up and they would leave. And, you know, he kind of mentioned that, well, Green Bay is not a vacation destination. Well, when he went to New York, Odell Beckham Jr. came, talked with him, left New York, and went and signed with Baltimore.
Oh, good point. I didn't think about that. And remember, guys, Aaron Rodgers said players want to play with him. Well, look how that's turning. Alan Lazard, Corey Davis, they're all, looking Jets.
Yeah.
To play for someone else. And I'm like, look at the two players that we just signed. The Packers just signed the top two free agents, I have a feeling. Like, honestly, I didn't think the Packers were going to sign Xavier McKinney because I know he was super expensive at the time. I'm glad that we did it.
I had a feeling because his DB coach is one of our coaches.
Yeah.
And the way Halfley was talking and... We really haven't had that center fielder free safety since Nick Collins, and to get him back, to get McKinney in there, that solidifies that back end now for at least the next 5-6 years.
Oh, and
maybe we can move forward a little bit and get ourselves an interior linebacker.
Yeah, so that's a good point that you mentioned that. Cameron Kitchens actually plays the same position as Xavier McKinney, the same type of safety. And I know people mentioned Micah Hyde coming back. Have you heard that rumor?
I think that he was very good, and he's very old now.
he's also injury prone with the neck injury. Like, that's never good. And you see that.
No. We need to keep going with the youth movement.
Yep. Agreed.
No. Get somebody in there, maybe out of the draft. Maybe there's somebody in free agency we can pick up. Some young buck, 22, 24 years old, some young guy in there. We need to overturn a lot of this old age Packers that were in there.
Yeah, I mean, also the oldest Packer right now is Preston Smith by quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I recently saw the new average for this team is 24.9 years old. So still young. I think we'll still be the youngest team next season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And all of our players combined won't add up to Aaron Rodgers' salary alone. So.
Right. Also, I don't know if you've mentioned this to your listeners, but it's been 14 years since the Packers won a Super Bowl. We're due. I saw yesterday the Packers and Brett Favre's Super Bowl from 96 or 97 was 14 years since 2011. And now it's 14 years again, 2025. And what's fascinating at the draft is Packers get it at 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this season.
The best podcast in the world.
It's the greatest podcast in English.
The cream of the crop.
They're really, really good.
Better than the best.
The best of the best.
Better than the best.
Putting on a good show.
The best Packer podcast on the net.
The finest podcast in all the land.
The cream of the crop.
Guys, tune in. Great show.
Better than the best.
On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. Nobody does it better.
Hey friends, this is Colton Moore from Central Illinois, and you're listening to Packers Without Borders. Go Pack Go!
It's time for Matt's Motivational Meaningful Moment.
You can't joke with kleptomaniacs because they take everything literally.
This has been Matt's Motivational Meaningful Moment.
Packers Without Borders.
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 Packers Without Borders. The greatest podcast on the planet.
What are you looking forward to this season?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun matchups for the Packers. We have Texans. How are they going to do against us? Like, another young team. Texans. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think the Lions game is going to be tough. I'm not going to lie. Because the Lions are getting better, I feel like. But it's like, what are the Bears going to do? Like, they just lost Justin Fields. Like, what? Yeah.
They don't have a clue. Yeah, and the Vikings are the Vikings terrible. The
Exactly. Yeah. It's like Cowboys. They have not signed a single person. Like, they just re-signed their players. And remember, guys, the Cowboys said they were all in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What? I don't know.
Well, you know, a lot of times, and this happened with the Packers an awful lot too, a lot of times us re-signing our players is our free agency. And that's what's happening with Dallas, especially when you've got a quarterback that demands a very large salary. And it kind of inhibits or hobbles your ability to be able to sign new players and bring in some new blood and maybe inject some few things. Do you think, the Packers have about $25 million in cap space currently right now. Do you think we're going to maybe grab somebody else out there?
See, I'm not sure about this because I don't know if you saw recently, but the Packers are working to extend Kenny Clark again.
Yeah.
And we have Jordan Love's contract still to do. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I've heard reports of Jordan Love wanting $50 million per year already. So he deserves it, though, honestly. At this point, he deserves it.
Well, I think it'll be a five-year deal, $200 million, somewhere in that range, about $40 million a year. We'll give him a bunch of guaranteed money, and we'll make him a very, very, very rich man. The Kenny Clark deal is just restructuring some of this cash so we can get some more cap space. But, yeah, we're probably going to walk out of this in pretty good shape and free after the draft with some free agency money. And I don't think we're done just yet. And one of my guests brought up the fact that, you know, Goot has explained a few times that he would be willing to trade a pick to get a veteran player. And maybe we get somebody that's got a bit of a contract at the middle linebacker position. I know Dave Strager was on, and he said Bolton out of Kansas City. You know, he's down to his final year. The Kansas City Chiefs like to trade. Maybe we trade a third. Maybe we trade a second. Who knows? Bolton, I don't like any defensive players from Kansas City because I don't think they play good defense there.
No.
But anything right now would be better than what we currently have at interior linebacker. You know, we're missing some guys.
Another rumor that I've heard is possibly kicker. I know possibly or potentially the Packers almost brought in two veteran kickers, actually.
Yeah.
So we need a veteran kicker. I'm sorry, Anders.
You know, I like the idea of bringing in multiple players for positions because then it creates that competition and it creates that drive. And if Anders wants to keep his job, he's going to have to outperform these guys. The Packers notoriously did this throughout Crosby's career, and Crosby had a really, really good career. We are very patient with our kickers. I would be surprised if Anders was cut at all this year, unless he was just flat out outperformed by somebody they brought in.
Yeah, and remember, we also have the kicker from Georgia on our line too right now.
Who's that?
Oh, shoot. I think it's we signed him like off season, Georgia kicker. It's like Jake, Jack Palenzi. He was a starter for the Georgia kicker.
Georgia Bulldogs. Okay, sure.
We signed him. He's also a rookie though, is the issue.
Oh, okay.
We signed him, like, during offseason, like, after the 49ers game, I think.
I see. So, you know, Barry, as we get through free agency and we get up to the draft, is there a player that you're hoping that the Packers draft? If there was one player out there, you were like, this is my draft crush?
Oh, shoot. I do like Max Melton a lot. I don't know if it's the brother relationship with the Packers. I also liked Tyler Newbin to a point, but after seeing his RAF score, I'm like, that's not a Packer. I would really love him. But as like safety help, maybe. Also, I would say the defensive lineman from LSU, Jordan Jefferson, just because the Jefferson brothers, like that would be so fun to watch. But I don't know. There's so many. Like, honestly, like, I haven't dove deep into it yet. So it's like I'm getting, like, started. But there's a lot of players. Like, I was in love with Lucas Van Ness from last season, and boom.
Well, you got the magic touch because I did not think we were getting Lucas Van Ness. I thought we were getting a wide receiver or possibly, you know, or possibly an old lineman, and them grabbing Lucas Van Ness to me was a bit of a shock. I'm glad we got him. I'm very happy we got him, but I have never been right with my predictions when it comes to the draft. There's a handful of guys I really like, but I know that we can't get half of them because they'll be out of our range. We won't be able to trade up into a top 10. And I mean, even Kool-Aid and DeJean, Cooper DeJean, I don't think will be there at 25. I think they'll be snapped up before.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see.
So as I was doing the mock draft yesterday, I've seen Kool-Aid going to second round. So maybe.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. But that might have changed after pro day. That might have changed.
That second round wouldn't be bad for Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, I love the name. I mean, that way when he makes a tackle, we could all shout, oh, yeah.
I mean, I do have a record when I do mock drafts. The Packers usually get, like, one of my guys. Like, I think I drafted Royce Newman, and we know how that went. I got Lucas Van Ness. I got Christian Watson. I got Romeo Doubs. I think that's it.
Wow. Wow. Not me.
Not in those rounds, but, like, I've drafted them in the Packers got. So I've
so you got the magic touch. You got the magic touch.
I don't know. I don't know, though. This draft is, like, going to be so wild because we know Goody likes to trade up, trade down. We know Goody loves to do that.
Yeah.
And it's, like, one person that people have to be on lookout for is Jaden Reed for the season coming up and Dante Bandwicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they're going to have great years this year.
Yep.
Fantastic years. Not as good a year, though, as I think Christian Watson's going to have. I think this will be Christian Watson's breakout year. I think his dad has been on the show many times, and they've got it figured out. They've got it figured out. They've got the hamstring issues, I think, are going to be somewhat solved. You know, you can't absolutely cure them forever, but I think that they're somewhat solved. And I think this is the Christian Watson breakout year. We're going to see 12, 14 games out of Christian Watson. We're going to see 11, 1,200 yards, probably 10 touchdowns, and he's going to solidify himself as a fantastic receiver. Meanwhile, in the background, Romeo Doubs will play 17 games. He will have 85 catches, and he'll have 1,200 yards and a dozen TDs.
Also Pro Bowl vote. You have to remember that.
I hope so. Yes, remember your Pro Bowl vote.
Yes.
No Doubs about it.
Also, one thing to remember, I think it was passing touchdowns. Josh Jacobs has never had a passing touchdown with the Raiders. This might be his first time as a Packer. Like,
wow, what a prediction, Mary.
He's never had one in his career. He's never had one.
So you think he's going to do it? This is the year.
I think it's the Packers' year to make it over the hump. I'm going to say that. I have a feeling. I have a huge feeling.
What do you think their record's going to be at the end of the year?
Are we doing division too? Or what?
Sure.
Okay. So we've actually did this during the free agency episode. We like ranked it with a Bears fan. That was tough. Bears fan basically put them first is what you have
to do. Of course. That's what Bears fans do every offseason, and then they come in last.
Yes. I think it's going to be tough. For a division, I think it's going to be between Lions and Packers again for a division. But I do see the Packers making it on top. And then it's going to be Lions. Vikings is going to be probably last this season because no quarterback at this point. But again, we don't know what Caleb Williams or whatever.
I know what Caleb Williams is going to do behind that terrible offensive line with that crap defense. He's going to get his ass kicked. 10 days, right. 10 games this year. I think the Bears 7-10, they'll be fourth. The Vikings will be 8-9. They'll be third. The Lions will be 10-7. They'll be second. And the Packers will be 12-5.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, 12-5. And we're going to sweep our division this year. This will be the first year in quite a while we will sweep the division. All eight games will be won by the Packers this year.
I'll take it. Also, Jordan Love wins MVP. First
Super Bowl. Oh, wow. MVP.
I said Super Bowl MVP. I changed it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's our time for that, too. I think it's time.
Well, I agree with you, Mary. I agree with you. Where can everybody find your podcast?
So you can find us on YouTube or Twitter, wherever we live stream. I think it's YouTube now. I don't know. It's somewhere or the other. We usually announce it on a Packer Edition Twitter because I currently run media for that.
There you go. I did not hear that
on a podcast. And you can find me at Mary 9011 8710 11.
And you guys just do the YouTube podcasts?
So no, actually. Because we recently partnered with Ohana Packer Edition, they do Spotify. So you can just listen to it as well. I know a lot of people have been asking me for that, like while they work out or whatever. So we also do that now. We do recordings, but we actually just started live streaming our episodes on YouTube.
Wow. You guys are just leaps and bounds ahead. I wish you great success with your podcast, and make sure that you give Mary Angry Cheesehead and Justin. I was thinking of Keith, and it was throwing me off.
You know what the funny part is? You were so close with his actual real name. I do know his real name. You are so close with it.
What was it? What's his real name?
I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
Is it Kevin?
No. First two letters are right. First two letters are right. That's all.
So it's
say.
Kenneth.
No.
It's not Ken?
No.
Oh, Christian.
No. K-E. It starts with K-E. That's all I'm going to say.
K-E. Okay.
Your four letters are. Okay. Off.
Keto.
No.
Keto. You'd be on the keto diet.
No.
With Keith.
No.
Well, Mary, it was an absolute pleasure hanging out with you again. Make sure that you give Mary's podcast a listen. Go out there, find her on YouTube. Now she's on Spotify and the Ohana Edition. And I'll leave you by saying peace and go pack go.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end of nights we try to die. This is the end. And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers fairy. The broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very. Thank you.
Traffic lights, they turn blue tomorrow and shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life that lives is dead. And the wind screams, Mary. Wisdom, it whispers no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.